This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're joined now by Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week. Win or lose, you answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together yourself, okay? Now, we're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan,
we've
Jerry.
We've got a lot to go over, and I'm going with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude to come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Okay, let's get with it, and let's ask some questions.
All right.
The right kind of question.
Who gets the GM anger after a game like this? Is it the coaching staff?
GM gets his GM anger. But you're great, guys. Give your anger. We've got players out there that didn't have a good game last night, hadn't had a good game the last three games. We've got to play better. That's all there is to it.
Is there anything in particular or a series of things in particular that you want to see that goes along with playing better? Is it tackling? Is it special
when
team?
When you have as many things that were off kilter as we had last night, you've got a nice litany of places to start to correct. Now, just like we all do, you take the ones that are the most obvious that you can do the most about, and you correct those to the extent that you can. That's what we tried to do last week, and we'll try to do it these next 10 days before we play the Rams.
Did you think then maybe from the Bills game to this game you did not see those corrections on the field that you'd hope for?
Well, the main thing is that you hope to start with, let's hope that you make some field goals. You get your kicker out there, you have him practice. He's missed 10 this year. I think that's the high for the NFL. Those are important in the momentum of the game. They have been the last two games in particular. And so you go out there. You guys have been out there. You know how they practice, and you work on those field goals. You are very unlikely to make a dent in or do your field goals better by going out on the street right now. They're just not available. And I'm talking about kickers.
Well, and I guess that pretty much answers my question, but I was hoping that you would walk us through the process more of Maher staying here.
I'm giving you my answer.
Okay.
So you go ahead and ask your questions, and I'll give you my answers this morning.
Are there any other players out there or any other positional groups that you would take a look at since y'all did the kicker tryout last week? Are there any other players y'all will look at?
Not at this time of the season, no. There is not and should not be available talent. As you can imagine, all teams are playing. All teams are looking for ways to adjust their roster for injury. But as far as going out at this stage of a football season and really making a material impact at any location, will we continue to try? That's what we do every day out there, is continue to try. We bring people in for tryouts. You've got to take into consideration the limited amount of time at this time of year that you get a player ready to go. Normally, when we bring a player in, we might spend 2 or 3 weeks. The rules themselves allow for you not to have to put that player on the roster for a period of time so that you can practice him with your team when you have your practices. You won't have any more padded practices in all likelihood. I'm not sure we have an allocated padded practice left in this season. And so we basically bring players in, you practice them with your team at whatever their position group is, and you see if they're ready to play. That more often than not does not happen immediately when you bring them in. These guys haven't been out here in the kicking kiss situation. These guys haven't been out here kicking in competitive situations, more likely than not. I'm talking about the ones that were on the street. But you basically evaluate what you've got compared to what's available for you.
You got Jerry Jones here on the KNC Masterpiece after last night. And, Jerry, you know, the front office put together this team. We've been talking about I've heard a lot of people say that the talent might not be as good as we thought it was. Do you think that the talent that y'all put together is better than they played the last couple weeks?
We have not played at the level that I thought our personnel would play at when I look back on the entire season. You can take each position group and you can basically evaluate how their talent level could have played better. That's what you strive for. Like all the teams I've ever been associated with, this team has better talent at some positions than they do other, has better depth at some areas than you do other. And not along those lines, we've been very lucky on our injuries. We haven't had injuries to key positions. That team we played last night, the Bears, were arguably very limited in that they had a lot of people missing last night. A lot of their players that they were counting on lost a top player during the game. And so it just shows that the good job they did. We knew they had a top defense coming in, but I sure thought that we would be able to be more effective against their offensive line. And that's real surprising. We haven't looked at the tape. Now, this is kind of a unique phone call we're having because I have not had an opportunity to look at the tape when you ask me about how we can do better than we did last night.
Now, when you talk about where that talent is and it's not up to the expectation that you wanted it to be, at this point in the season with three games left, still in position to be in the playoffs, what do you have to change as the GM, as the coaches? Do they have to change the tactics for motivating or getting the best out of that talent?
Yeah, as you know, in the NFL, you may not, but I'll inform you, about 10% of your players get two-thirds of the money. 10% of your players get two-thirds of the dollars. And if you've got that contracted into long-term contracts, then you have some real challenges, especially in a short period of time, especially in a period of time when you aren't in free agency or you aren't in a more designed, you can't make trades now. But because of that, you've got a pretty restricted window at this time of the year. It's designed that way to readjust your personnel. So any bit of improvement, and I do emphasize that, we could have a lot of areas that if you combine them and it's total, or you look at the individual areas, there's a lot of room for improvement out there. We basically are making pre-snap mistakes that will kill you. That's basically jumping off sides and dead ball fouls. You're making some serious mistakes in the kicking game. There's no question about that. That kick that went out of bounds on the kickoff, those kinds of things really set you momentum back after we went down and made the touchdown, so at the end of the game. So, you know, all of those things give you a lot of areas for improvement.
Is there any part of you that gets tired of hearing the questions about Garrett's job security, and do you understand why those questions keep coming up?
Of course I understand why they come up. Our fans are interested in they're frustrated that we're not playing better, and I understand that, and I know I've that goes with the territory, and so I fully expect to have those questions, and I know that if you really think about it, if I did have answers as to different directions regarding talent. If I did, I would not share them right now because, first of all, if you've got other teams' talent in mind, that's tampering. Even if you had them something in mind, unless they're not involved in the National Football League right now, and it wouldn't be smart if they were involved other places. So, you know, we want to do a good job here. I want to do a good job with you guys, but there's a whole bunch of time when I have to bullsh** the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand that because of some of the answers you just can't give.
Do you understand bullsh**?
Well, we just had to drop that twice, so
I just leave it.
Thank goodness for the radio.com app. Well, along those lines, you just referenced the fans, and I know you care. That's not your end all be all, but you hear the fans and you know what they are saying. What would be your response to the fans who last night on social media said they felt like this team quit on Jason Garrett?
Oh, all right, that's it. Oh. Seems like he didn't want to answer that question, Kevin.
Okay. All right, well, that was super fascinating.
Yeah, so 877-881-1053. Call in right now. You can text in right now as well. That was a tough day. That was a tough loss for Jerry Jones last night, obviously. Frustrated by what was going on throughout the evening. And hopefully everything will keep going rolling along. But hopefully they can put this thing back together and finish this season off, Kevin. I think that's all the fans really want is finish the season off. Maybe make a run, but I think more than anything else, Cowboys fans are ready to move on from whatever what the coach they have, and I think that's where their situation is.
Sorry, that was surreal, man. And people are texting in and they have all kinds of opinions and everything like that. But at the end of the day, like, I know we have a job to do, but I'm also a fan. Corey is the biggest Cowboys fan that I know. And we grew up in the Metroplex and I don't know, like the same fury that so many of the fans are feeling this morning, that is the way that we're feeling. And people are asking, did he hang up? I don't think he hung up, but we had to get rid of a couple of curse words. And apparently, perhaps the system dictates that if you have to do that in back-to-back, then the call will drop out.
Oh,
so
no.
I want to point out that was... I
had a couple other questions I really wanted to get into.
I never thought I would say this, but we had to end the call due to a little bit of swearing. So that is kind of where it went right there.
We got our program director, Gavin Spittle, joining us right now. Oh. All right, hold on.
Yeah, actually, pop his mic
on. Yeah, pop his mic on, Danny.
What happens is that we have a delay system in the radio station, and when certain words are used, we hit the dump button and it cuts down. If you hit it twice in a row, which I had to do because of the two swears, that automatically cuts everything off of the radio station,
oh, okay.
Minus the host. So,
hung up on Jerry?
We did, actually.
Holy crap!
Oh, my God.
We did it!
No.
Is that not a victory, then?
No.
Okay, hold on. Well, Gavin, as a matter of fact, we have Jerry Jones back right now. Jerry, how you doing?
Good. I had been talking all this time.
I'm sorry. Oh. Apparently, that
we had dropped.
Yeah, the certain word that got used, we had to, and the system kind of panicked a little bit, but... I'm so glad that you're back. Thank you very much. So my question was, and I know you were addressing it, I apologize, you have to repeat yourself, is what would your direct message be to Cowboys Nation, to the fans who felt like the team quit on Garrett or in general last night?
We've seen every aspect of this team do better, every aspect of the team. One of the things, it needs to have a coordinated effort. We have all understood that, and our fans know that. But we've seen this team play better than this in recent times, like different parts of it as recent as last week or the week before. And I'm talking about segmented parts of it. So you aren't being totally unrealistic if you expect better play from certain areas of the team. We've had plays executed better than we did last night. We've had our kicker make some of the longest kicks in the history of the NFL. We should expect him to be able to drive the ball deeper sometimes when we have kickoffs as opposed to out of bounds. And it goes through the roster that way. Because we've seen it, because we know these players, then it's not totally unrealistic to think that we can get them together at the same time when we play the Rams and play better. If I hadn't seen it, if you didn't see them do it and haven't seen them do it in recent times, it'd be different. That should have some, at least gives you a basis of realistically thinking you can play better. As far as quitting on Jason Garrett, you got to remember that when you quit on your coach, then you quit on yourself, because we're all a part of this. And you're absolutely right. When we started this show, the one that that deserves the most responsibility is the one that ultimately makes the decision to put what players out there and put what coach out there. That's the general manager. In this case, it happens to be the same man that owns the team. And I completely understand the fans' frustration with me.
Jerry, we've heard Troy Aikman throw this out there, that he doesn't think that Amari Cooper is quite right. And whenever you're watching him play, and I've heard you say a number of times, have you seen a guy do it before? You think there's something in him that he can do it again. We haven't seen that from Amari Cooper lately. What's going on with Amari?
Well, first of all, I don't want to be state the obvious, but I'm going to. That play made in the end zone last night for a touchdown, the last near the end of the ball game, is my most recent look at him doing something right.
Yeah.
And that's Amari Cooper. And can he do that? Is he physically able to do what we saw him do in the end zone at the end of the game? The answer is yes, he can. And you say, well, why don't, even when he's double covered, why don't you go to him more? Just go to him more. Well, what's happening is you're seeing Gallup becoming open, because a lot has to do with Amari Cooper being on the field. So all of those things are reflective of a positive thing about him being there. I'm not trying to defend one way or the other how right he is. I know that Troy was talking about his physical condition.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never know. I know this. He works through a lot of bumps and bruises, but they all do.
I'm also curious about the status physically of LVE. Still week to week, or what do we know about that?
Who is that?
Leighton Vander Esch. Sorry.
Yes. We'll take a look at him this week. Something that I really don't have a read if he's any closer to actually getting on the field this week than he was last week. He should be improving.
And Jerry, we got through the tough parts, the tough questions. The fun stuff now is, how do you get the positive? How do you look forward and say, okay, you're still in first place. I know people don't want to hear that, but a playoff run can change a lot of people's feelings.
Well, we all feel like hell if you're not close to it, but you're interested in it. And I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. It's apathy that would shake your temper if you're in my shoes. And so that passion can be directed positively if we would play better. And I'm not trying to be trite, but I want to say it one more time. I've seen these guys individually and collectively play better in recent times. They can play better. And I've seen the things that we're trying to make work better. That was tough, seeing our back come out of the back, seeing our fullback come out and not be on the same page with Dak. Those are the kinds of things. You don't get many tries like that. And so we've just got to get better on the times that we get our chance to have our ups, in baseball terms, so to speak. But it's there. It's there. And I've seen situations with players and team that it was not there. And it was dreaming to think that it was there. But we've seen in evaluation, once you've seen a player do it, once you've seen them do it, you know they can do it. And I know this team is capable of playing better than it is.
And I know you've heard the ire from the fans, but you don't feel like there's any apathy from the fans, correct?
Oh, I've seen the opposite. I'm seeing a hell of a frustration from the fans. And I'm seeing it from everybody involved here. So, I understand that. I just told you, I would have expected that. And I know good and well that there's nobody in the NFL that's any more responsible for what's going on out on the field than me. And so I'm certainly have that kind of frustration as well. Now, what I do is I get mad. I scream in my pillow. That low, eerie thing you're hearing go across Dallas, that's me screaming in my pillow. And so the bottom line is that you can imagine I'd like to make this better.
We're all doing the same thing, Jerry. All right, go fix this thing, all right?
Yes, yeah. And then I'll move on to the country's problem.
All right.
Oh, seriously, man, that's fair. That's very fair. Jerry, do something. Go fix it. Do something different, even if it's wrong. Go fix it. I get it.
You got this. We got faith in you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
There he goes, Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas, Kevin.
I'm just glad that we reached a logical end to the conversation this time, as opposed to the first time that we had to end the conversation. So I very much appreciate that. Holy cow! There is a lot to digest from all of that. And make no mistake, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. I see not all of it, because there's a lot, but I've seen a lot of it. Some enjoyed it, some hated it, some hate us, some are mad at the team. But a lot of people have a lot of opinions. Let's dissect some of what Jerry said and also ask the question, what would the Cowboys record be in another division? All of that next right here in The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.